Cause of Death, the podcast with crime scene cleaner Marcel Engel.
It will happen every now and then in my podcast.
Cause of Death.
That we dive very deeply into what is happening. I will talk about it openly. By that I mean that liquids such as blood as an element will be the smallest problem.
The podcast with crime scene cleaner Marcel Engel.
I'm looking forward to taking you on a mind trip into my world as a crime scene cleaner. Cause of Death is one of the successful true crime scene podcasts in Germany. And my experience can be listened to here now.
Cause of Death.
Hello, here is your Marcel again, and I am glad that you are part of my podcast, Cause of Death. In today's episode, I want to tell you about a topic that is very close to my heart, because it affected me as a child. It's about bullying. And bullying is a no-go. We had an assignment in an apartment to clean up an attempted suicidal crime scene. Attempted because the crime was not successful. The client herself was the mother of a young woman, a high school graduate. The girl had tried to kill herself in the bathroom in the absence of her parents at noon by slitting her wrists. Cause of Death. The podcast, The Crime Scene. The scenario was really extensive at that time. The girl probably had an inner anxiety about her suicidal thoughts and ran around in the whole apartment. So there was really blood everywhere, on the floor, in the kitchen, on the kitchen cabinets, and in the bathroom. It looked really bad. At that time, I did not know that the girl had survived this incident. That she had not successfully completed her planned suicide. The cleaning services had lasted until late in the evening because there was a lot of blood and it had also dried up a bit. And then in the evening, the parents came home and had their daughter with them. And they told me at the time that they were very happy that their daughter had survived. Then we talked about the job and the difficulties and the things that we had to dispose of because we couldn't clean them. She told me that her daughter was a victim of bullying. It really sent a shiver down my spine because I had experienced that myself in my childhood, and that shaped me for life. I don't want to get all teary-eyed, but I grew up in a social environment. My parents, my grandma, they loved me. My parents worked a lot, and at that time I grew up in a social project in an area called Schwalbach. The Lime City was built there, poor and rich together. And unfortunately, when I grew up there, the city had crime statistics that said the city is Germany's number one most criminal city based on its population. And I myself felt repeatedly exposed to massive bullying attacks as a child for a year and a half. So I've been tortured, I've been kicked, I've been beaten. I was a very slender and delicate child. Apparently, I was the perfect victim. At that time, I had found my way out of this problem. I haven't talked to anyone about it, but I've had the rare luck in life to somehow find something inside of me, an inner strength that has made it possible to get out of this victim role. And I told the mother that. And while telling this story, the daughter burst into tears. Cause of Death. The podcast. The Profiler. I asked the daughter if she would like to talk to me. She did, and she poured out her heart to me. I was a stranger, but somehow my own story must have affected her so much that she really opened up completely. She told me that she was a very nice and very normal young woman who actually just wanted to graduate from high school. And she had certain life goals. She had certain life desires that simply clashed with the thoughts of her clique. She wanted to be a lawyer. The others wanted to live and somehow had no real-life plan. And I didn't want to come across as a schoolmaster and say, you chose the wrong friends or something, but somehow it became a very intense conversation. We tried to find out how she fell into this victim role and what could have been done about this. What could she have done or should she have done? And I told her, you know, taking your own life is not an option. You have your whole life ahead of you. And life is so beautiful, and don't let it be spoiled by others, by some idiots who have their view on your life. Don't let them take away your courage to face life, your zest for life. And we processed so many things together. And in the process, we realized that the worst thing was the anonymity of the perpetrators. Her biggest problem was the people who so cowardly won't reveal themselves, admitting that they bullied others. The perpetrator. She didn't have a direct perpetrator. She had assumptions. She didn't know exactly who it was. In this present time, I think bullying is a topic in itself. It can affect anyone. It is not only young people. I think in every social class, it can hit every single person. And of course, everyone is very different in their character and how they deal with such things. There are people who face the matter with a stop and no, and some people just think, well, hopefully the drum fire will be over soon and hopefully it won't go any further. Hopefully the next day won't start as shitty as the last one ended. And in this conversation, I realized again that in our society in which we live together, which is a great achievement, we are not wild animals. We all have the responsibility to react to bullying. Bullying and those who bully are themselves weak, and I would not like to see anyone in this role. Only a few will stand up to this. So these are mostly really weak people, and I would just like to question everyone. Have you ever recognized something similar, and have you reacted for yourself? Go into yourself, into your deepest inner self, and ask, should I perhaps have intervened? Because the consequence of having done nothing can lead to death. And with these words, I would like to say goodbye to you today. I would be happy if you tune in again next time about my podcast, Cause of Death. That's it for the new episode of Cause of Death, the podcast with Marcel Engel, head of his own special unit and crime scene cleaner at more than 12,000 locations around the world. What can Marcel clean up for you? Anytime, worldwide. Get in touch or just click through to www.marcelengel.com. Empathetic, profound, honest. Cause of Death is guaranteed to not leave you cold. Join us. I'm excited. Subscribe to this season and you won't be late for an episode.
The podcast with crime scene cleaner Marcel Engel. Cause of Death.